A big congratulations to Thomas Wellflee, the national winner with Goat Production Entrepreneurship. Thomas, tell me about yourself.
I am 19 and I attend Austin Peay State University, which is in Clarksville, Tennessee, and I have around 40 head of registered boar goats.
And tell me about your SAE.
So it started back in 2006 from my grandfather, and then it quickly expanded to where I was doing embryo transfers, flushing, and artificial insemination through my herd. It started with 3 registered boar goat does, and then a registered boar buck, and now it's expanded to 40 goats, as I said before, which includes recips that I use for flushing, bucks, does, doe kids that I plan to, with the intent to sell.
And any challenges that you have faced and overcome?
Expense comes to mind when you think about goats and in the industry, because they always find a way to go through the fence. So you're always replacing the fence. And also, not everyone understands it, but a lot of your bigger boar goats, the ones that will be able to compete in the show ring, can be quite expensive. I know a couple weekends ago, I saw a spotted boar buck that sold for $54,000. And that's not even the record high. So it's definitely the challenges of being able to sell my offspring and being able to purchase more that'll improve my herd.
And any advice to FFA members aspiring to be where you are today?
Never give up. It took all years of my high school and then some to get to this point where I am now. But if you have awesome advisors and awesome family like I did, then never give up, because one day you will reach where you're going, because God always has a plan for where you're going.
And any influences and role models?
My grandfather started me in 2006 with 2 goats, so he's definitely my biggest influence during this whole process, but also my parents and all of my family just in general have influenced me, have helped me. I've always been behind any decisions I've made throughout the farm, buying, selling, trading, it doesn't matter. They've always supported me 100%.
And how do you feel about the award you received today?
Very humbled. I was very shocked when they announced my name on stage, but I'm very grateful for the state of Tennessee, for Mumford Big Bowl chapter. You know, it's just a great honor, one of the highest you can achieve for proficiency. So I was honored to be able to be a national finalist, but to win the whole thing, it's amazing.
How has FFA helped you get here?
When I first started high school, I wasn't really very involved into things, and then I quickly sought after FFA. And I thank my advisors for picking me out of the class of freshmen and getting me into FFA and getting me involved in things like that. I was involved in football, but FFA has opened my doors tremendously to the college I'm going to. Just anything that I've been able to compete in is through FFA, and has helped me, even with job interviews and stuff like that, has helped me secure those jobs.
And what does the future look like for you?
I'm going to get my associate's degree in agriscience and then get my master's degree in livestock reproduction to be an embryologist in goats, cattle, sheep, pigs, to be able to do the flushing, embryo transfer, artificial insemination, hopefully travel across the country and be able to do that as my job.
All right. Once again, a big congratulations to Thomas Wellflee.